Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The FT.
In Britain, they're cutting about a million jobs. In France, they've axed the Bastille Day garden party. All governments are looking for ways, big and small, to cut spending. But there's a better way that no one has yet considered. Cut Fridays. By making Thursday the last day of the working week, 20% would be cut off the wage bill, yet, miraculously, productivity would hardly fall. The seed for this beautifully simple idea was sown in my mind quite unexpectedly. I was reading random news items on the BBC website when I came upon a survey conducted by Debenhams, the UK retailer, showing how much trouble people take over their appearance in the mornings. On Mondays, the average woman spends 72 minutes blow-drying her hair, applying makeup, and deciding on the right outfit. By Tuesday, she's a little less meticulous, and by Friday, she only spends 19 minutes getting herself ready. For men, the pattern is similar. They spend 28 minutes on Monday, but only 11 by Friday. The first shock is the sheer amount of pre-work grooming that appears to be going on. My morning routine, a considerably more elaborate affair than it used to be, takes rather less long than the average man spends on his most slapdash day. This suggests either that I could improve still further, or that the survey was relying on a sample group composed of Cheryl Cole, Lady Gaga, and David Beckham. More interesting than the amount of time, however, is the distribution. We start every week eager to put our best, well-shod foot forward, but 4 days later have lost heart and are practically pitching up to work in bin liners. If this attitude to grooming is mirrored in our attitude to work, then the current pattern of working 5 days a week is clearly not the right one. I've tried to marshal some facts, but found no recent studies on how productivity varies over the week. All I could find was a survey of cotton pickers in 1922, showing that on Monday output was a bit depressed, as workers had got out of the swing of cotton picking over the weekend. It improved midweek, only to slump to its lowest level on Friday. The same pattern is borne out by a scantier poll from Account Temps, the US employment agency. Office workers were asked which day of the week they got most done. Most said Tuesday was the most productive. Only 3% said Friday. Maybe the absence of proper numbers doesn't matter. We know the answer anyway. We work badly on Friday because we're tired and because we're demob happy before the weekend. Like many women with children, I've been living the new model for years. At first, it was strange adapting. The week felt like a stool with one of its legs removed. But then I became more efficient. Parkinson's law did its magic. The pattern of 4 days rather than five feels better, happier, and more natural. It's perfectly possible to work relatively hard for 4 days at a stretch. There is no temptation to shift Friday's sloppiness onto Thursday instead. In fact, on Thursdays, I enjoy what the productivity theorists call an end spurt, trying to get things finished before the lovely, long weekend. There are all sorts of other advantages to the new pattern. There's less temptation to skive or to pretend to be ill, and to the extent to which one is happier, there's less temptation to engage in pointless, expensive job hopping. These benefits were remarked upon a long time ago. What is surprising is that no one has taken note. In 1930, W.K. Kellogg decided to cut the working week of his cornflakes makers from 40 to 30 hours. He declared, "The efficiency and morale of our employees is so increased, the accidents and insurance rates are so improved, that we can afford to pay as much for 6 hours as we formerly paid for eight." Messing with the days of the week has been done before, without much success. In 1929, Stalin tried to abolish the weekend. But the problem then was that he was trying to move the goalposts the wrong way. He was forgetting that humans and machines are rather different. The hunter-gatherer knew better than Stalin what was what, and only worked about 2.5 days a week to feed his family. But he was only working to get food. Had he also been trying to pay the mortgage and save for an iPad, he might have found that the rhythm of Monday to Thursday suited him down to the ground.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.